one will be August financial report.
Okay. And Chris, I don't know who the head folks on that.
Just for recording.
Teachers who could vouch for that.
Okay.
No bad news in the report. I've notified each of you that Comcast has promised to check by the end of the week, and I've been told that it will be hand-delivered. So we're optimistic that we'll see that last of the promised franchise fees starting to come in this month. On the business license front, the month of August, started to see some of the efforts that we had from the roundup process that we started in July. August yielded $271,000, and so far through September we have crossed the $1.8 million mark. Today's receipts were about $80,000, so the month of September should far eclipse last month and get us much closer to budget where we need to be. I will follow that by saying that once September comes and goes, chasing the dollars will get a lot more difficult. Right now, we're sending applications out and relying on people to complete those and send them in. When September comes and goes, then it'll be the process of finding out who hasn't filled out returns and starting to chase those down one by one. So it will get a little bit more labor-intensive after this month, but September has proven to be a very productive month in that respect. Other than that, a couple highlights that I'd like to point out. It was a strong month on the motor vehicle excise tax due to the fact that Hertz Rental Car was identified and caught up all their payments this month, and also the ad valorem, both on the real property and the personal property, with the receipts due in the month of August. We had a strong finish before the end of the month, and you'll see there a little bit of carryover into September where they were postmarked, and we actually got those at the first part of September, so September looked pretty good as well. All in all, I think we're closer past the we're almost at the $4 million mark. I have not gotten this week's receipts yet, but as of last week, we're at $3.9 million, which includes the speed humps, the street lights, the storm waters, and all the property taxes as well. So the revenues are starting to come in. There was a question of, is it 50-50, or does the first half seem to eclipse the second half? Best we can tell, we're at about 53% of the budget, so it doesn't look like any one half is stronger than the other. And I've actually raised that question to DeKalb County, and once I have their feedback, I can follow up with you on that. On the expense side, you saw a large line item for the street lights to DeKalb County. Georgia Power has caught us up on those items and backfilled us to the beginning of the year for the street lights. And also, now that we have a little cash in the bank, we've actually funded that debt service reserve to cover that January 2010 payment. So those two line items, one in non-departmental and the other in public works, explains the larger than normal variances for the current month period. And with that, I'd like to open it up to any questions you have on the statements.
I'll kick it off if you don't mind. A couple items. The Comcast, what dates is that from? Is that from December 1 through, or is that from January 1 through?
It should be December through June. But that was back when we were supposed to have a check in July. So at this point, I don't know if they're going to give us July and August as well, or if they're going to start paying monthly with two catch-ups. I'll know a lot more at the end of this week, but it does go back to December 1st.
Okay. On revenues, item I wondered if it's a little confusing there. It shows the community development revenues, where actually 80% of that is going to go to CPL. And I wonder if there's some way that, can we break that down into two separate line items, Chris, to make it understandable that this is the city's portion and that's CPL's portion?
One of the things that we do have is the explanations, which is, again, on page 3, which actually does give that dollar amount.
Yeah, I got that.
When we complete the 2009 amendment that's currently in the works and scheduled to be looked at next month, that will include cleaning that up and increasing the budgeted revenues. So starting once that is completed, it'll be a lot easier to follow. In the meantime, we can't separate those numbers for you so that you can compare apples with apples.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Let's see. I'll pass for now. Anyone else? I will take nobody else has. Just on the business license, at one time, the original budget was $2.54 million. And then, that included, I think, the $300,000 revenue enhancement that we were going to talk about. And that basically got taken out, at $300,000. And,
It's in the current budget. It's not in the proposed 2009 amendment.
Okay. I stand corrected. So that's 2.3, and what that 2.54 figure? I was trying to find what accumulation added up to that.
I would have to speculate because I wasn't here at that time, obviously.
Okay.
But I would guess that probably included alcohol licenses.
Could you possibly just, I was guessing, just in your time, would you just fire us all in there? Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions? Thanks, Chris. Great job. You're doing a great job for us. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's take,
before you. Warren, have we made any progress at all? Can you give us maybe an update on where we stand on best practices for licenses for 2010?
We are still working on developing some concepts at this point, but we don't have anything finished.
When do you expect to have that?
I'd say we'll probably bring it to council in the next 60 days or so.
When the letters for the 2010 go out in December, is that correct?
2010. Yeah, about
March,
December.
The alcohol license will go out before December, this calendar year. Business license, if they do use gross receipts, we'll send those out early 2010.
We'll probably get it. Let me revise that a little bit. I think we can get something to y'all in October for that, so that'll give us enough time. Because some people do like to pay their business license in 09 for a term.
Just a point of information here. Just a point of information. I started the meeting 20 minutes early, 20 seconds early. Stacey Harris walked in, and she still had 3 seconds to go. And Stacey, I just asked you a question. I know it's unusual, but are you here to speak about one of the items, or did you want to just speak in general?
No, one of the items.
So you'll speak in public hearing for that? Is that correct?
If it is public hearing, I don't know.
Right on. Chapter 27?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, why don't you just have a public comment right now?
Can I ask one more question there before Chris leaves?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Could you explain why our revenue is so much higher than we expected in the building permits and community development fees?
Absolutely. The original budget included money.
Chris, I just forget that mic and just talk out. We can hear you better.
The original budget included funds that were anticipated to be just the city's share. As you know, Clark Patterson performs the services and gets a percentage of those fees, and then another percentage goes to the city. The original budget included only the funds that would go to the city, but for proper accounting principles, we should include all of the expenses and all the revenues in the revenue side, and then the expenses are showing up on the expense side. So that's why there's that gap there. And again, the amendment will clean that up.
Any other questions there, Chris? Stacy? Because it started early, you get public comment.
I just had a